This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still talking about secession. We have started, I believe in the last hour, an editorial piece from the Valley News, which is a New Hampshire-based north, or excuse me, not north. It's sort of central
upper
western.
Valley.
Yeah, Upper Valley is what they call it. It's over there by the Lebanon area. Anyway, their newspaper editorial is pretty critical of the NH exit movement, the brand new NH exit movement. There have been secessionists here for a while. There's a couple of organizations that have been promoting it to, you know, not a whole lot of fanfare because the news media hasn't really been covering it. But now they have been. They've been covering the NH exit idea. And this is part of that whole process where the old guard laughs at the new and puts them down.
Ha,
yeah. Looking down their noses, they've been around for a long time. They know the way things have been and the way they always will be. Well, change is the one constant in our life, and whether secession comes to Texas or New Hampshire or some other state, odds are good it's coming, in my opinion. I think that, you know, it's inevitable. These political relationships do not last forever. You may love the United States, you may love all the, you know, apple pie and all the stuff that it supposedly stands for, but ultimately, political affiliations, political joinings, they don't last forever. And this one's lasted too long, this whole United States experiment. It's actually gone on for longer than it should have, by all of history's example. So, it's high time for this to happen. Now, with the internet, we can communicate better than ever. We can answer objections better than ever. Gerald, you just pulled up a copy of the New Hampshire Constitution in response to a question from Joe, who was on the line. He dropped off during the news, but he was asking, you know, what's the process? What should we do here politically to actually move the ball forward with some sort of secessionist thing, some proposal? And you were reading something that seemed to mean something to you, but I don't know if it was really communicated what that meant to the audience. The idea of you're looking at the looking for the words United States in the New Hampshire Constitution.
Yes.
What is it that you found?
So in part one, Article 7, and it's one long sentence. I'll just read it. It says, "The people of the state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, and independent state, and do, and forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which
Before you go on, sovereign means you're in control. Sovereign means you're the king of your own domain.
Yes.
Independent, meaning not dependent on something larger than it, like the federal government.
Yes, and most people in New Hampshire like to point to Article 10, Part 1, Article 10, that is titled Right of Revolution.
Right.
But Article 7, you know, has the basically the very same sort of thought in slightly different wording, where it begins by saying the people have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves.
That's huge.
Yes.
Of course, the New Hampshire government doesn't act like you have the right to govern yourself, but maybe
of
they
course.
Mean in collective terms. But it could mean in individual.
Right, because it goes on to say, as a free, sovereign, and independent state. But still, you know, it begins by saying that you have the sole and exclusive right of governing yourself.
Yeah.
And then goes on to say, you know, as part of this collective. But it says, and forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress assembled. That term, United States of America in Congress assembled, appears in a document that is no longer the governing document for the United States. It appears in the Articles of Confederation. The
okay.
term United States of America in Congress assembled does not appear in the Constitution of the United States of America.
Interesting.
Meaning that, you know, yes, I know that there is some, you know, ratification group that ratified the Constitution on behalf of the people in New Hampshire, but the Constitution of the state of New Hampshire does not necessarily reflect that. Now, I was also searching through some of the RSAs, the revised statutes annotated, and found several references to various things about the United States of America, certainly, United States government, stuff along those lines. So it's going to be, you know, a little more complex than just, you know, amending the Constitution. It would be amend the Constitution and then
strike all the references in the statutes.
Everything in statute, or just let's strike all the statutes and start over.
Well, I do like here that it says, so it says here, expressly delegated to the United States of America and in Congress assembled. Even if you don't accept your interpretation of that, like, oh, well, yeah, that was true at the time, but it still says United States of America, so whatever. We're still talking about the U.S. It does say they're expressly delegated to them. Not that the United States of America claims legitimately those rights and, you know, those concepts,
right,
but that the New Hampshire state would have to expressly delegate to them those powers, jurisdictions, and rights, which means that they could undelegate those things.
One would think.
Yeah. So I think that I think that the coast is clear, relatively speaking, for as far as constitutionally, this could happen. It could be the case. Whether the federal government will accept it, whether they will respect it, those are all questions
right,
we don't know.
Right, and I don't think that in 1775, and yes, I intentionally said 1775, because people were having the discussions long before July of 1776,
sure,
over whether to have their own Brexit, if you will. And I don't know if anybody said, well, what's the law say on us seceding from the King of England?
Well, the King might not like that.
Yeah, right. So they did it. And in 1860, when South Carolina passed their own, you know, resolution of secession, or whatever it was actually called, you know, they just adopted this thing of we're breaking away from the United States, and then mm-hmm. they figured out the let's create a new form of governance for the state of South Carolina. They did that afterwards. So, you know, like, divorce time, and then we move on with our life, and we try and, you know, find a new house and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I think we can do this. It's just, you know, people have to believe that. They have to believe that it's possible. And obviously the old guard is going to fight tooth and nail against it.
Of course.
They are going to want to oppose this because they like the status quo. They benefit from it. But not everyone in the old guard does benefit from the status quo. So there may actually be a split within some of the people in the state who some of them probably don't like all the federal burdens. I mean, we've heard the city council complaining here about all the federal mandates that are placed upon them, that they have to jump through these hoops in order to, you know, get the water processing facility up to EPA code or whatever. And so they
if it weren't for those damn feds, we'd have a tilapia farm at the dump.
Well, they complained about the feds. I don't think, was it the feds that stood in the way of that? I don't think it was.
It was some federal regulation that there was absolutely no way to comply with.
So, anyway, my point being that maybe it's not everyone in the state that would support, that would support staying in the union. Maybe some of them feel like their jobs would be easier if they got out.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to, you know, run some polls.
I wonder how many of the, anti-free staters would vote to secede so that they could then deport us back to our state of origin.
That's a good question. Let's get back to the story. From the Valley News, this is the editorial where they are saying that people like us, people who want secession, we are seeing the heavy hand of the federal government because we're looking for the FBI and the NSA around every corner. Going on.
Were you looking for the FBI when they came into the LRN studio and took a bunch of equipment?
No, definitely not.
What were you looking for the NSA when they, you know, did whatever it was that they did that you might not even know about?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, a nonprofit formed after President Obama won his second term, is in sympathy with NH Exit. Its website doesn't offer specifics about a glorious future for a free Granite State, but features a collection of nervous stories about coups, plots, and FBI powers. That's not how I read the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence website. I'm pretty sure it does give 10 express reasons why New Hampshire should secede, and, you know, why things would be better without the federal government. 855-450-FREE, but the Valley News is attempting to paint us all a bunch of paranoid nut jobs. 855-450-3733. We'll continue.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here. At username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And also want to let you know about my pillow and Daryl's pillow. It's not the same one, but it's the same brand.
Yes.
Same company. In fact, there's different fill levels that you can get for the MyPillow, but the MyPillow was introduced to me pretty recently. Apparently, they've had a huge TV campaign for a long time, and so many of you may already be familiar with MyPillow from that campaign.
Chris, our Thursday night co-host, he said last night he's had a MyPillow for a couple of years.
Really? Okay. Well, then that's a good endorsement, because I'm relatively new to it, but I'm really enjoying the MyPillow. It is great because a lot of times chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow, because your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. Seems basic, but maybe you've never really thought about the positioning of your head because you've just taken your pillow for granted. You should concentrate on the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. If you don't have a MyPillow, you may not be in the optimum position. Plus, it's a really interesting product because, unlike every other pillow I've ever had, you can actually wash the MyPillow. You can actually put it through the laundry in the washer and the dryer. That is amazing because it means you can actually clean the thing, unlike right. every other pillow. So who knows what's inside your old pillow. Plus, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy yourself a pillow, you don't have to worry about, you know, do you believe the claims you're hearing on the radio and the television? Well, because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So really, you have nothing to lose here except more sleep. And if you get a bad night of sleep, it ruins everything. So this could be a solution for you. And again, you got nothing to lose here. Plus, you got everything to gain by using code FTL when you order at MyPillow.com. If you don't use code FTL, they don't know we sent you, because they've got a huge marketing organization behind MyPillow. We're not the only place they're advertising. So please use code FTL. And the reason why you want to for sure is because you'll get a second pillow for free. No brainer. I mean, even if you sleep alone, you should have two of these things. Why not? I put one between my legs and the other one.
No, I cuddle with one.
Yeah, there you go. That works too. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Plus, the pillow itself has a 10-year warranty on it. So, very cool. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we continue, here with the
Did you mention the 60-day money-back guarantee if
I did.
You don't like the pillow?
I did. Yep. That's pretty awesome. So, again, you got nothing to lose here. Good. Give this thing a try. New Hampshire Independence, Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. Now, we know these guys. In fact, many of them have been on the show at times in the past. Our own Ellen Ball, former co-host on Free Talk Live, she's one of the board of directors there at the foundation. Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show is on the board of directors. And now Carla Garrick, the former president of the Free State Project, is the president now of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. So they're really kind of getting the ball in action over there. They've been more visible recently because of those things, and I think that's great. But here they're being made fun of by the Valley News. They are claiming that they offer a collection of nervous stories about coups, plots, and FBI powers rather than specifics about a glorious future for a free Granite State. And I got to say, I disagree. The website is nhindependence.org. It's a nice-looking site, and yes, they do have some stories on the front page there. Let's see. I don't see anything about... Okay, so War on Terror, something about the War on Terror. So there's some kind of newsy stories that might suggest why they want to leave the United States. But there's also, under the About section at the top, the top 10 reasons for New Hampshire to declare independence. And that is a full list of why things would be better without the federal government around. It's 10 solid reasons why life would be better. So either the Valley News didn't take more than a minute to look at the New Hampshire, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence website, or they're specifically trying to, you know, obscure the truth in this case. Anyway, let's go on. An independent New Hampshire, says the Valley News, wouldn't be a major force in the world for either good or ill. With 1.3 million residents, its population size is close to that of Estonia's. New Hampshire's GDP, by one estimate, is just ahead of the Dominican Republic's. A free New Hampshire would have likely have porous borders, but it's hard to see how it would manage without them. A tax-hating government might have to rely even more heavily on lotteries and liquor to pay for services. So there's a lot within that short paragraph there. It wouldn't be a major force in the world for either good or ill. Disagree. If New Hampshire were truly a beacon of liberty, which it could absolutely be, if we have enough libertarians, enough voluntarists, anarchists, people who love liberty moving here and helping shape this place into the freest place in the world, there's an argument that it's one of the freest. But if it was by far the freest place, no doubt about it, then we would be able to show on display for all the rest of the United States and the rest of the world why it is that the free market is the best solution to the problems that life provides, and why the government is an inefficient, stupid, violent, terrible solution for those problems. We could show the world that, and that's of incredible value.
Right, and there's something else that maybe I'm just reading way too much into this. But they mentioned Estonia and the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And those are countries that most people don't really think twice about. You know, like, if you said Estonia, people would be like, I've probably heard of it, but I don't know where it is.
Actually, Estonia is the most successful former Soviet state, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And we know that, but yeah. Most people probably don't even think about Estonia. People don't generally think about Dominican Republic too much unless there's a hurricane that winds up hitting one of the islands in the Caribbean and they might hear it on the news. And then there was the statement about a independent New Hampshire, and read it again.
The
independent
GDP
New
thing?
Hampshire, no, would not be either a force, a good or evil.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a major force in the world for either good or ill.
So basically, an independent New Hampshire would not be a superpower one way or the other. It would be, you know, just like, oh yeah, one of those other countries, like
great.
Estonia or the Dominican Republic or Uruguay. So, like, you're not a superpower, so what's the point of even being a country? So, you know, like, are these people basically suggesting that, you know, like, Uruguay should just join up with Brazil because Brazil's pretty sizable and
right.
You know, they're part of the BRICS.
As though the GDP is everything. Look, they say here that the New Hampshire GDP is just ahead of the Dominican Republic's. Well, according to Google, if you Google Dominican Republic GDP and New Hampshire GDP, they say here the 2013 GDP for the Dominican Republic was $61.16 billion, and in 2000, that was 2013. In 2007, the GDP for New Hampshire was $57 billion. So let's just say they're about on par. But remember, the Dominican Republic has about 10 times as many people. Actually, maybe not 10 times. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the... Okay, I'm sorry. The Google thing has like a graph where if you move the mouse, it actually adjusts the population based on the date. So recently, the population in the Dominican Republic was about 10.2 million. So not quite 10 times as many. New Hampshire has 1.3 million people, 1.3-ish million people. So that means per capita, the GDP is much higher than the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
So, you know, again, sneaky, sneaky tactics from the mainstream media here trying to drag the secession movement through the mud. New Hampshire is one of the freest places, and that means that it will be and is one of the wealthiest places. It's a place where a lot of millionaires come to retire because of the tax burdens here. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Toll free here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're against the idea of secession and you want to tell us why? Well, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-3733 or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We're reading a dishonest editorial by the Valley News. At first, I just thought it was, you know, sort of snooty. But now that I've really had time to look at the numbers now I'm realizing they are absolutely just being really dishonest here. They're claiming that New Hampshire's GDP is just ahead of the Dominican Republic's. But while that may be true,
in raw numbers,
yeah, it doesn't take into account the population of New Hampshire versus the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic has more than 10 million. 10 million people.
10.4.
And New Hampshire has 1.3 million. So you do the division, and it turns out the per capita GDP is much higher than the Dominican Republic's. And I was, in fact, just looking. The country of Hong Kong, which isn't really a country, but it kind of still is separate from China in a lot of ways. Hong Kong constantly ranks at number one on the world's economic freedom rankings. It is the most economically free place in the globe, ranked by nation. And it ranks that way on the Heritage Foundation's chart, and it ranks that way on the Heritage and Fraser Institute They've got a. There's a two different organizations that do yearly rankings of the various different countries around the world. When you do when you run the numbers between New Hampshire and Hong Kong, New Hampshire appears that it has more per capita GDP than even Hong Kong. Now, the Hong Kong GDP is very high compared to, say, the Dominican Republic, but nonetheless, New Hampshire would be higher. And also keep in mind, Hong Kong has no natural resources, and it has become a world powerhouse in economics without a damn bit of anything except for rock beneath them. That's all they got.
So, based on the numbers that I'm seeing, the GDP for New Hampshire, per capita GDP, is just a hair under $54,000 per person.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, you're looking at newer numbers, because I had 2007 numbers for GDP, and it was in the 40,000 range then, so it's increased.
And looking at the per capita GDP worldwide, New Hampshire would be just behind this tiny little country that most people have heard of as being one of the richest in the world, Brunei.
I never heard of it.
The Sultan of Brunei is one of the richest men in the world.
Okay.
We would be just ahead of the Isle of Man, which is a British territory, and also ahead of the United States, Hong Kong, Guernsey. Would put the independent nation of New Hampshire at 14 in the world.
Of all GDP?
Assuming that none of the other states in the U.S. wound up also becoming independent. But yes, it would put New Hampshire at 14 in the per capita GDP. The highest per capita GDP is Qatar, followed by Liechtenstein, Macau, which is also, like Hong Kong, is a dependency of China that has some degree of autonomy. Bermuda and Monaco.
So they're full of it, this newspaper
right
editorial.
Top five.
They're either liars or they're incompetent, one or the other, but an honest portrayal here.
Well, they're not necessarily lying per se. They're just being a little
purposely not forthcoming. Yeah, purposely not forthcoming. I mean, it's not. I'm no statistician, but even I know the difference between looking at raw GDP numbers and not factoring in the population.
Right.
So let's go on with some of the more claims here. They say a free New Hampshire would likely have porous borders, but it's hard to see how it would manage without them. Huh? What are they suggesting there that
To build a wall to keep the Massachusetts folk out.
Manage what? And actually, that actually would probably be a fairly popular proposal, considering how a lot of New Hampshireites do not like the folks from Massachusetts. But nonetheless.
Right, but don't we want them coming here to buy our
things.
Alcohol?
Exactly.
Free trade.
Yeah.
If goods don't cross borders, armies will.
I totally agree with you. I don't support xenophobia even against Massachusetts people, because there's still some good people down there. They need to get out of there and come to New Hampshire, and a border wall would not help that. So the idea that it couldn't manage without putting up some sort of wall is absolutely absurd.
What
We'd
about
manage
this?
Just fine. It's the rest of the...
That there's the couple thousand mile long border between the U.S. and Canada that's very, quote unquote, porous, but it's not a problem.
Yeah. A tax-hating government might have to rely on even more heavily on lotteries and liquor to pay for services. Well, hopefully.
That's assuming that all of these, quote unquote, services are still going to be offered.
Right, because we're hoping to have a bunch of liberty-minded folks come here and pare down the size of the government. Hopefully, both will happen simultaneously.
When we say, we don't want the government providing these services, it's not to say that we don't like the services that are being offered. I, for one, love libraries, and I love education. I don't think the government should be in charge of either one of those things.
Right, because you want them to be successful and efficient. And helpful.
Right.
Let's go on, though. Vermont, they say, may be looking on with amusement, just like the editorial staff. Fortunately, Vexit is not currently trending, even though Vermont was a republic from 1777 to 1791, and a few residents have toyed with the idea in the past. But the Green Mountain State seems to have settled in comfortably among the 50 states, while New Hampshire has long been cantankerous, perhaps aggrieved at having to rub shoulders with the likes of Massachusetts. Those who believe in NHExit could be encouraged to work within the status quo for lower taxes and greater protections for personal freedom, but perhaps they have grown frustrated that a great majority ignore their cause. Well, by the way, many of the people who do believe in NHExit are also working within the status quo to lower taxes. You don't just pick one or the other. Maybe that's the way some people think about activism, is you can only be an activist for one thing.
Right.
And while it's certainly true that you can only hold one sign at any given time, you can always hold a different sign the next day.
Right. And there are a lot of activists, per se, that will say, well, if you're not doing this one particular thing, then you're asleep or you're, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I watch college football. I do a lot of stuff for liberty.
You do.
But I also enjoy the occasional college football game.
I enjoy watching
pro wrestling. Just because I enjoy those things does not nullify everything else that I do during the week.
Exactly. At this point, we consider NHExit about as likely as finding out that Hogwarts is real and Harry Potter is en route on a broomstick.
I can vouch that Hogwarts are real. I've seen hogs that have warts.
But who's to dictate what fantasies to pursue in your spare time? It's a free country, which is one of the best things you can say about these United States.
We're a free country? Really? I've not heard anybody say that.
It's amazing.
In seriousness.
Yeah.
In probably 15 years.
And if that's the best that they've got, is that, you can't do this, you guys are crazy, and it's freedom here already, so what's the problem? I mean, if that's the best that they've got, is it's already free here, they're hearkening back to this free country idea, I think that's going to get them laughed at by people who know that this is not a free country. As you've said, we haven't heard, most people who call this show, who still believe in the idea of the United States, won't say it's a free country. They'll acknowledge that there are serious problems with the government in the United States. That's why people are upset about their choices between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They know that that is two crap can choices for president. They know that Congress sucks. They're not happy with the court decisions. They're not happy with the wars around the world. But yet this Valley News editorial ignorantly just claiming that the United States is a free country, anyone who's been paying any attention will hopefully be laughing at them. By all means, laugh away at the NHExit movement, because at the very least, it means they're paying attention. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Can do that here, even in these remaining moments. We've got the number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. If you like the show, you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing, promoting the ideas of liberty, independence, peace, here 7 nights a week, live on the radio, on satellite, across various different different continents.
North and Central America, most of Africa.
Yep, that's right. And maybe soon, Europe. We've got a satellite fundraiser going on, and you can help us in two distinct ways. One, you can, of course, give to the fundraiser, which is going to be happening through the next solid month and a half. So you can go to fund.lrn.fm to find the satellite fundraiser. It's an Indiegogo campaign. So, of course, there's, you know, some perks that go along with contributing. There's, you know, you can give $50. You can give $10. You know, you can do whatever you want. There's actually a Bitcoin contribution option as well. And the fundraiser is going on, but we're really actually focusing on something we're trying new this year. So we did the fundraiser for the first time last year. This time we're trying a Head Talker campaign, which will help promote the fundraiser if we can reach our goal. And we set a goal initially of 200 people to sign up for this thing, and it seemed like that might have been too high. So we kind of chickened out and lowered it to 100 today because we were only at like 30-something earlier today. Then we sent out a couple of reminders today and actually blew it up to like, what is it? What was it at?
It's at 91 right now. We were at about 30% earlier today,
so we actually,
which was about 58 people. We're now at 91.
I thought it was like 30-something for some reason. Oh, it was 30%.
30%.
Right. So yeah, so thank you to everybody who signed up. We still need at least 9 more people to go to share.lrn.fm.
And not necessarily 9 people.
Okay.
Because if you sign up to support this with both Twitter and Facebook, that counts as two.
Now, I think one of the things we were running up against, and we should have probably figured this was going to happen, is that a lot of the audience of Free Talk Live are kind of privacy people.
Yes.
So they don't like the idea that the Head Talker website will have access to their Facebook or Twitter account to post to it.
Right. It makes a single post.
Yeah.
Or actually, it will make two posts. It makes a post when you sign up.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you want it to.
Ah, okay.
And it will then, when this launches at noon on Monday, everybody that signs up will have a message that goes out at the exact same time.
So noon Eastern time, all the people who signed up, it blasts out over all of their social media that they've opted in with.
Yes.
And so therefore the idea is that because a bunch of people are posting the same link at the same time on social media, that it will be more seen because of that. The social media, whatever you call it, algorithms will promote those because they're more seen.
Right, and it's a better chance of showing up as a
trending
topic.
Yeah.
Because, so many people are going to have posted it. So many people will be able to see it.
That's the theory, at least. And you've used this before for a couple of your campaign things that you were doing with your Daryl W. Perry for President campaign.
As well as the announcement of Liberty Lobby LLC.
Correct. So hopefully you can help us with this. Besides, even if we go past 100, you can still keep signing up for it. So,
right.
I mean, it would be great if we could hit the 200 goal. But I got a little, little chickeny as we're getting closer to this. Because if you don't hit the goal, then they won't.
Then it doesn't go out. The message does not go out.
Yeah, so it's time wasted. So I guess a lot of people didn't want to sign up because they didn't want to give Head Talker permission. And I can understand that. I totally understand. And you can always revoke those permissions later on. So let's say you're worried about that. You could go and, revoke those permissions. Although I can say that I've been signed up for Head Talker for a while now. I signed up for more than one of your campaigns, Daryl. And it's not like Head Talker has seized control of the Facebook account and has started posting anything
else. We're posting everything.
Yeah. They're restricted in what they can do, and it seems like a pretty up-and-up service. So please, go to share.lrn.fm and sign up for the Head Talker. Then we'll blast out simultaneously on Independence Day, great day to promote the idea of liberty and getting it on a new satellite, perhaps, over Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East via the Hotbird satellites, which you can learn a lot more about.
And a lot of Russia, it looks like, as well.
Maybe. The signal's probably not as strong out that way, but it is a pretty massive signal. You can go to fund.lrn.fm to sign up for the fundraiser itself, or go to share.lrn.fm to sign up for the Head Talker to help us promote the fundraiser. Either way, if you can do both, that would certainly be most appreciated. More about secession since we're on the topic here. The Valley News, I finished up their hit piece, if you will, this editorial piece.
Okay, well, allow me to then read some of the stuff from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. Because
is this from
the Valley News? No, this is actually from their FAQs.
Okay.
Because the Valley News referenced the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence.
That's right.
And the very first question under FAQ, frequently asked question, do we have the right to peacefully declare our independence? Answer, the Declaration of Independence reminds us that self-determination is a basic right and that no one, not even the king of a world-spanning empire, can take that away. No one seriously denies that the people of New Hampshire had the right to declare our independence from a corrupt, distant, overbearing government in 1776. It is equally undeniable that we have that same right today.
Why wouldn't we? I mean, rights don't just go away over time.
Well, some people think they do.
Well,
people think that you get rights from government.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
There are some people that think that rights don't even exist.
Well, they don't technically exist. They're an idea that human beings share. So they exist in our minds, and they're a darn good idea, and I think more people should respect those ideas. But it's certainly true that the people calling themselves the state can trample on those rights, and can and have and continue to trample on those rights, and you got to stand up for them at some point if you want to retain what you have left and possibly increase the amount of rights you have. You can't expect them to just stand by and leave you alone. They're going to meddle, and it's another reason to leave.
There's a question about whether or not New Hampshire could survive without money from Washington, D.C. Not only will we survive, we will thrive.
Oh, yeah.
For each dollar the people of New Hampshire send to Washington, we get about 70 cents back. This dismal return on our hard-earned money has placed New Hampshire among the nation's top five donor states.
That's only the beginning of the story. I mean, how about all the regulation costs when you factor in all the mandates coming down from the federal government, whether it's on the government of New Hampshire or the businesses in New Hampshire? That makes doing business, makes life a lot harder. You get out from underneath the federal government's control, you're going to have more productivity almost instantaneously.
In theory, and I say that only because I'm not sure what sort of regulations the United States government puts on every item that is imported into the country.
And it depends on the category.
Right. And, you know, the people of New Hampshire would want to wind up, you know, being able to do business with people outside of
True.
New Hampshire. So some of those regulations might still apply in
yeah.
some degree.
But I mean, like, you know, OSHA or all this other, you know, FDA, all that crap, not going to apply.
Right.
You know, think about that. So medicines could be unfettered here in New Hampshire. People could try different types of solutions legally for the maladies that affect them
right.
here. I mean, we could just keep stabbing and give you different examples of, you know, how it is that things could be very drastically different.
Yeah. Wouldn't have to worry about some federal land grab because of the something wedge muscle.
Eminent domain or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Aren't we better off as part of a bigger country? And this is kind of part of what the Valley News editorial staff of, well, New Hampshire would just be like some, you know, know-nothing country that nobody ever thinks about. So, like, no, just don't secede because you wouldn't be number one.
Mm.
They say it depends on the country. That, again, wouldn't we be better off as part of a bigger country? There was a time when New Hampshire and the United States shared the same interest and stood for the same values. Sadly, that time has passed. Today, the government in Washington is a government of midnight raids, warrantless searches, confiscatory taxation, and an insatiable appetite for power and control. They'll continue to try to erode New Hampshire's
yep.
culture of peace and freedom as long as we allow it.
Yeah,
then goes on to talk about the size of some of the countries, specifically of the 10 richest countries in the world based on that per capita GDP that we
right.
talked about a little bit
you
ago.
You said New Hampshire was number 14?
Based on the numbers that I saw, they're saying New Hampshire would automatically be in the top 10 and that
wow.
half of the countries in that top 10 are geographically smaller than New Hampshire.
Ah, like Liechtenstein?
Liechtenstein, Monaco,
yeah.
Brunei.
So size doesn't matter.
Right.
Maybe the obverse is true. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, you're actually going to a secession conference this weekend.
Yes,
right?
The Startup Society's summit.
If you get a chance, give us a summary about how that goes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.